Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Enter PFM. Good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZZ. Hi, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
KA2YDC. Hi, Jeff.
Okay, there's four in a hurry. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, Jack, Clint, and everybody else there on the net. We got a temperature here of 51 degrees. Temperature range today was 35 to 62. And it might get down near freezing again tonight, so I brought my mother's hanging plants in. Gorgeous day, and the solar thing is working very well. I'm hoping tomorrow to have most of the other two panels that I got a few months ago together here and put in. And I got a little golden nugget for you tonight from Maya Rothschild. Rothschild, right? He said, "Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I cannot who makes the laws." With that, I'll say God bless and 73s and 2PFM clear. Hope everyone had a good Memorial Day. Bye.
Roger that. Yep, that's a good one. I've heard that one before. All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, or well, your holiday, and we'll catch up with you later there, George. K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. And let's see, who they are. George and Clint, of course, and yourself. Well, it's been a beautiful day here. We hit 70 degrees for a high. Right now we're at 55.0. We didn't get down as cold last night as they had predicted. We stayed in the lower 40s, so we didn't have a freeze problem here, but they did around us in some areas, I know that. So that's about it. Hope everybody had a good day. 7340
KA2ZZ. Roger, Jack. Yeah, we had the same thing. We didn't freeze or get a frost or anything here this morning either. One point there, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and went out and checked the temperature, and it was at 39 degrees. And that was about as cold as it had gotten here. I think it maybe went down maybe one or two more degrees, but that was pretty much it. So, I don't know, the feel out there tonight doesn't feel like it's going to get going to go that far. But we'll see. All right. Thanks, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we had a busy day with the Legion. We had ceremonies honoring our soldiers at the forest up on 294, and then over in Ava, and then a ceremony at 11 o'clock back in Boonville, and followed by a lunch at the Legion. Went in the camp yesterday, stayed in a couple, 3 hours, and Matt and his wife and kids were in. They've been in. They got up there Thursday, I guess. They were going home today. Every time I talk to Matt in a year or two, I guess that's all the news was in 73.
Okay, Clint. Sounds like you had a busy day. I ran into Matt. We went to camp what was that? It wasn't Sunday. It was, I think we went up Saturday, and stopped up there quick, and we could smell their the fire going down there. And we stopped down there, and nobody was there. And then we actually ran into them there at the in Boulder there. The well, I guess it's called the Tops Gallery, whatever it is down there, the plaza in Boonville. So I seen him and the wife and kids there. And yeah, I guess it wasn't the holiday weekend everybody was hoping for. It was a little wet and rainy and cold. So what are you going to do? Today was a fine day, though. So, all right, Clint. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Okay, that leaves us with KA2YDC. Charlie up there in Fine. What's going on tonight?
Hello there, Jeff, and everybody assembled. Oh, well, not much going on here in the town of Fine. It was a beautiful day. Wasn't extremely hot, but it was a nice day. Sun was out there nice and bright, and why not? And doing nothing, I guess. Wish everybody, hope they had a good Memorial Day. And my son is taking care of a dog here. It's not ours, and little Chihuahua, man. I don't know the way that we got two big, great big dogs, and man, when they come charging into the house there, and that dog trying to run with them, scares me there. I said, wow. I thought he was going to get trampled there a couple times, but I guess he's holding his own, her own, I guess. But it's a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be there when he asked if it was all right. Sure. But, scares me there. Just a little tiny thing. But what are you going to do? Anyway, let's see. That's the only thing new and exciting around here. So this is K2YDC, wishing everybody a good evening. K2YDC, back to that.
Okay, well, good luck to the Chihuahua there, hanging with the big boys, but we'll see, I guess we'll have to hear how that turned out, but, all right, Charlie, thanks for checking in there from the city limits of Fine, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
QWI Portable.
WX2, PJR.
KC2, WI, and WX2, PJR. So we'll start with Pete, KC2, WI. Portable, good evening. What's going on tonight there, Pete?
Well, good evening from the shores of Little Moon Lake. I'm actually working to just get done. I had a call from the guy to take care of the saw place that customer up here has, and said, oh, they're coming tomorrow and not noon 12. He called me yesterday, he said they're coming Tuesday and not noon 12, so I made a trip around, I made a quick trip home for dinner, and then came up today. I got out a lot later than I planned, and came up here. On the way up from Speculator to Indian Lake, it's a few places where you can, you don't really notice in the summer, I guess, or maybe you don't really notice in the winter either, but it was certainly noticeable today that you could see the high peaks because they were all like, it was just like maybe being out in Colorado or something where you're in green, you know, sun green, warm, dry, and you look up and all the mountains are white up in the distance. And, unfortunately, I couldn't get a real good picture. The best place to be would have been right out on Indian Lake. There's a great view up the lake of the high peak. So it was pretty neat. KC2WI.
Okay, well, yeah, that must have been nice to see. I heard that a lot of those higher elevations, they get some snow, and one place there, I don't remember where it was, got something like 44 inches of snow up there on the mountain. But, well, what are you going to do? It's easy to get snow on Memorial Day weekend. Boy, thanks for checking in there, Pete. And good luck. We'll catch up with you later. WX2, PJR, Paul, good evening. What's going on tonight?
WX2, PJR. Good evening, Jeff. And the assembled multitude, I guess, anyway. Charlie and Ned. I don't know. You always sound so much better on this repeater than the louder one. It's just the path, I'm sure. Sounds like he's right next door, but I don't get it. Anyways, just weird. It's closer to Lowville, but just the path isn't good. Oh, well, I see 54 degrees out there. I think I'm in the same boat as you. I don't think it's going to freeze. It didn't freeze last night here, so, and they're calling for it again tonight. I'm not seeing it, so, I think they're just covering themselves. But, anyways, oh, there had to be a sight there in, out there in the Adirondack seat. Holy cow. It just looks like the Rockies of the East, I'm sure. Just, you know, the high peaks covered with a little bit of snow. I should say a little bit. Whiteface had 30 inches, so that's the one you might be thinking about. But anyways, all set up at the new QTH down here. Trying to get things situated. Got to get my antenna a little bit higher out there, but as of right now, I can't do nothing. It's too dark and kind of tired from moving stuff today. Got everything all reset up the way it was before, so all is good. HF antenna's up, working good, and everything else, and yep, it's just a typical busy day here. Didn't have a barbecue today, probably will tomorrow though, or sometime in the week, just been too busy moving. And other than that, not a lot to add. Give you a one for the cow, and pass it back to you. WX2, PJR.
Okay, Paul, yeah, it was Whiteface I was thinking of there. I thought they had 40, but it was 34 inches. They said they got up there on the top of a Whiteface, and boy, I'm so glad I don't live anywhere near the top of that. But, yeah, it doesn't have that feel tonight that it's going to drop. So, but we'll see. You know, usually what it feels like it's going to be doesn't really matter much. But all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for check-ins.
This is WA2U.
WA2U. That was John?
John Clay, good evening, just wanted to check in. Had a busy day here, got a lot of projects done outside, and got some potatoes planted, and let's see, got the lawn mowed, and a few projects. There's a little listing around on 40 meters and 20 meters today. I think we checked into e-cars, that was about it. So I'll turn it back over to you, and say good evening to all. Just wanted to check in and say hi. WA2U, 673 to all. Good evening.
Roger. Okay, John. Yeah, it was a good weekend to get a good day to plant stuff today. With that, you know, not that it wasn't hot weather, and it wasn't humid, so it was just kind of perfect where you were comfortable, and but wasn't comfortable enough where the bugs are going to come out. So, all right, John. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU, quick in and out. We got 50 degrees up here, and we got company tonight, so say 73s, and must have had a lot of people on the net 15 minutes into it. Over.
Roger, you make 8, so we'll see if we can keep it going. Okay, thanks, Ray, and I hope you had a good holiday today. All right, this is KD2 AIT looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, we had a bunch of events yesterday, and it wore me right out. I got up this morning. I slept in late, about 10 o'clock. Which is not something that happens very often around here, but it felt good. Then we got up, we got the lawn mowed, which was way overdue with all this rain. It was like cutting down the jungle out there, but we did get it done. And we had some friends over. We had a little cookout, you know, the usual burgers and dogs and clams and all that. And we kind of sat around out here and nibbled away on some food. Had a good conversation. We had a good time. And we took a little hike up there on the towpath. And it was a beautiful night out. It was just perfect. You know, if every day could be like this in the summer, I'd be happy. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
I'm to PFM with a further.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, we'll talk about the mowing and everything. JD-214 just kept going and going and going today with no trouble. So I think all the bugs are worked out of it till the snowplow goes on for the winter. So doing very well. God bless 73's and to PFM. And again, happy holiday to everyone.
Okay, George, congrats on that. Good. I'm glad that thing's working out. We should have better luck with it here with the grass than with the snow, so hopefully you can get the other half ironed out here before the next season. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, I'll make this the last call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, I guess 8 check-ins it is. All right, hearing no more check-ins, I'm now going to close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Clint, Charlie, Pete, Paul, John, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.
This is N280V calling for the Atlantic County Traffic and Emergency Net Octane, looking for any stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome.
This is WA2U, good evening.
KC2NBU, no traffic.
Okay, I got WA2U and KC2NBU. Thank you both for checking in. This is N280V for Octane. Looking for any additional stations waiting to check in, with or without traffic. All are welcome. This is N280V for Octane. Looking for any additional stations waiting to check in, with or without traffic. All are welcome. This is N280V for Octane. This is N280V for the Atlantic County Traffic and Emergency Net Octane, looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome. Final call for Octane. This is N280V. With nothing additional being heard, this is N280V. I'll be clear in QSY 73 to all.